Hi, good afternoon. May I please speak to Deshaun?
Yes, hold on.
Sure thing.
Who's
Thank you for
calling?
calling with Family First Care.
Okay, hold on for a second.
Sure.
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. Deshaun?
Yes.
Hi, this is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. I was reaching out to you
Hello.
because we had sent you the links for the to complete the application and the rest of the requirements for you to sign up with our agency and be the aide of Renita. I wanted to go over the requirements with you just in case you had any questions. Do you have a couple of minutes now?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So we sent you a total of four links. So the first link is going to be for your application. Please make sure that you include your two references because that is a mandatory for us to do. As far as your references, make sure that it's not any family members. It has to be like a friend, a coworker, a mentor, or a neighbor,
Okay.
okay? You're going to see the next link, which is going to be for the competency test. And this is basically some reading material that you're going to have to read and go through. You will need to answer 80 questions based on the materials that you read, okay? Now, we ask
Okay.
that you try your very best on it. The most important thing is that you complete the test and you submit it. Don't worry about what score you get. Again, the most important thing is that you complete it and submit it, okay?
Okay.
And then direct deposit form. If you want me to set you up, just make sure you double check your account number and routing number are correct before you submit this form.
Okay.
And then the last thing is going to be your I-9W-4 form. So that's going to ask you questions like if you're a U.S. citizen, if you have any dependents you need to claim, if you consider yourself single, married, or head of household, okay?
Okay.
And then besides that, I do need you to send me a picture of either your driver's license or state ID and a picture of your social. Do you have those handy with you now that you can send to me via
Yes.
text?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said yes.
Perfect. If you can please send that to me via text, I need to submit a background check report. Once I receive those documents, and usually it takes a couple of days for us to get the results back, okay? So the sooner I can submit it, the better. Now,
All right.
besides your ID, I do need you to be up to date with your TB test. Have you gotten this done already within the year?
Oh, I just took a TB test.
Oh, perfect. Did you get blood?
With my last reference, yes.
Okay, great. Do you have access to your results?
Yes. It's in my phone. I will send it to you.
Okay, good. Thank you. And then the very last requirement would be your 2-year residency proof. So, have you lived in PA for 2 years or more?
Yes.
All right. So,
I was born here.
if you keep any of like your old IDs, maybe like a pay stub, it could be like a W-2 form or a bank statement. Just make
I don't
sure.
have none of that. It's my first job.
You don't have an expired ID?
No.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm here with my son. This is his first job he took. He's 19. He just graduated, and this is his first job he took taking care of me. He never had an ID. He just got his ID. So
So he needs.
I did. This is the first thing I ever heard because the other agency didn't ask him all these questions about his ID.
So this is for a 2-year residency proof. It's not questions about his ID. If he doesn't have an expired ID, what he can do is if he gets like any insurance letters or any letters from school that are addressed to him from
Okay.
2023 or older, then he can provide that. But if he can't find anything, like any letters or anything that have his name on it, his address, and that we can see the date, that's 20-23 or older, we're going to need to schedule him to get his fingerprints done. Now, that's a longer process because after he gets the fingerprints done, he needs to wait to get the results via mail. And it could take a week, 2 weeks, or it could be longer.
Okay. Now, the agency I was at, that I'm in at right now, are they going to let him go, stop paying him for taking care of me until this gets done?
So it depends if, let me see.
Because if so, if he don't have no job and he has to wait and then other agency let him go, I'm not going to go through it because he could not be without money because he helped pay the bills and so he takes care of me. So he cannot wait for all the stuff that you need for the other job to let him go.
So it seems here, based on the note, it seems like they're going to send over the authorization on 3/16, which is for Monday. So again, I don't.
Just for Monday.
For Monday, the 16th. So this Monday coming up. Now, if he doesn't find a letter that shows he can prove it's your residency proof, then he will need to be scheduled for fingerprints. So, like I said, that is.
Okay, that's not what, ma'am. That is not my. That's not what I'm worried about. I just don't want to be without a job. They let him go, and he got to wait for a fingerprint to come back and everything else.
That's what I'm trying to inform you. Is this Renita? That if he does.
Yes, it is. This is his mother. Yes.
If he needs to get his fingerprints done, it's going to take longer. So he might not be ready for the 16, which means that if we received authorization for the 16 that he's not ready, he might not be able to start working.
Okay, then he'll be without a job when I let the other agency go, right?
I would assume so, yes. However, I mean, if you can find us a letter, then we don't need to schedule him to get his fingerprints done.
Oh, find a letter for his home address or what? What else you said?
So it would be a health insurance letter. It could be a school letter. It has to be
He got a school letter. I have a school letter because he was going to cyber school. He didn't get a school letter. Okay, and what else besides the school letter?
So I went over all the requirements with him. I don't know if you heard over the phone, but we went through everything already. Besides, this was the last requirement that I went over with him.
Okay. Well, I wasn't there right then. So please, can you go over with me? Because I want to make sure he know, what I want to know what he needs also.
So I sent the requirements by text. It's going to be four links. It's going to be the application. There's a competency test, a direct deposit form, and his I-9W-4 form.
Okay. All right. My son just said you're going to email to him. But you said it takes a little longer for the fingerprint to come back, don't it? Right?
Yes, it does. Because they send it out, the results are mailed out to him directly.
And okay. My question.
A week or more.
A week. Week or more. Okay, so the other agency will let him go as of Monday, right?
From the note, it seems like we're supposed to be receiving the authorization for that date, yes.
I mean, see, the only thing about this, he had bills, his bills due, and I don't know if he can wait for 2 weeks or more. That's not going to help pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know about this.
I understand, but he doesn't need to get his fingerprints done if he finds a letter.
I have a letter. I can get a letter from the school, yes.
Okay, so if you give me the letter and that's exactly what we need, then he does not need to go get his fingerprints done.
All right. I got you now. I understand. That's no problem. Okay, I'm going to give him back the phone and there's no problem me getting his letter from school. Okay, ma'am?
Okay, sounds great.
Here you go.
Hello, Deshaun?
Yeah.
Okay, did you understand all of the requirements that we went through?
Yes.
All right. So
I will be checking my email mostly to see what you guys sent me so I can put in the information.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you said. Can you repeat yourself?
I said I will definitely be opening my email so that I can check and see what you guys sent me so I can send you guys everything.
You want me to send you the links via email?
Oh, I thought you sent it to my email.
No, I don't have your email. I sent it via text.
Okay. Would it be fine if you guys email it to me? Because this way I can do it faster.
Yes, just text me your email and I can send the information over via email.
Well, I can tell you, you know, what it is, if that's okay.
What's your email address?
Okay, it's Deshaun Rogers 4.
Can you spell it out for me? I just want to make sure I have the correct spelling of your name.
Right. D A E S H A W N R O G E R S 4 at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and send it over via email. And please make sure you send me those IDs because I do need to submit that background check since we're looking to have you start by Monday. I need to get those results in before you can start.
Right.
All right, I'll send you this information shortly, and please keep me posted on anything.
Okay.
All right, have a good one, Sean.
Okay.
Bye-bye.